Thanks, Eric. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Girls Track and Field Program hosting their annual Hawk Invitational yesterday, welcoming in 12 other schools and athletes unattached, trying to qualify for the Drake Relays on the final night to do so from Beckman Catholic and Anamosa. Marion won the meet with 112 points. Western Dubuque was second with 104.5. Maquoketa third with 99, West Delaware fourth with 96. Fifth was Union Community, sixth Cascade with 44, Maquoketa Valley seventh with 43, Dyke New Hartford eighth, ninth Independence with 34, 10th Edco with 32, 11th Waukon, 12th Vinton Shelsburg, Central Cater came in 13th. Claiming first place medals from the coverage area included Taryn Burbridge from Maquoketa Valley, 102.60 in the 400-meter dash. Reagan Ressler of Independence ran a 239.64 in the 800-meter run. Kate Green of Cascade, 16.14 in the 100-meter hurdles. Western Dubuque in the 4x100 with a time of 49.20. Bobcats also won the 4x200 with a time of 144.16. The 4x400 went to West Delaware with a time of 4:13.14. Maquoketa Valley took the sprint medley relay with a 153.12. Macy Kolb of Western Dubuque won the long jump with a leap of 16 feet 2 inches .75. Her teammate Michaela Silich won the shot put with a toss of 38 feet 9 inches. Head coach Doug Engel and his coaching staff honoring the program's three seniors on their second and final regular season home meet of the year. The three include Aaron Wegman, Kate Leckie, and Abigail Rear. The West Delaware boys track and field team traveling over to Denver, taking part in the Cyclones 14-team meet. Grundy Center won it with 113 points. The host Cyclones were second with 110. Benton Community third, Wapsie Valley fourth, Charles City fifth. Sixth was Independence with 62 points. Vinton Shelsburg seventh. The Hawks of West Delaware, 8th with 54. 9 through 14 was Jessup, Dunkerton, New Hampton, Don Bosco, Hudson, and Waterloo Christian. In the 110 high hurdles, Clark Morris for West Delaware was first with a 15.73. Christian Timmerman won the 400-meter hurdles with a 59.88. Brady Kurt of Independence won the high jump with a leap of 6 feet 2 inches. Zach Seidels took the discus for Independence with a toss of 161.08.50. To the world of high school golf, Maquoketa Valley hosting Edco on their home course at the Hartridge Golf Course near Manchester. The Edco varsity girls winning 188-208. The varsity boys went to Maquoketa Valley as they beat the Vikings 163-186. JV boys, Mack Valley winning 196-245. On the girls' side, Audrey Helmerichs was the medalist for the Vikings with a 43. The runner-up was Maquoketa Valley's Kaya Knipper with a 46. Lauren Kirby for the Vikings also shot a 46, good for third. Campbell Kirby fourth with a 49. Livia Hermanson was fifth for the Wildcats with a 50. Also a 50, good for sixth place for Lydia Heeman of the Vikings. Brianna Van Grohl for Edco, a 54, good for seventh. Ella Wolfcool for Mack Valley, a 56, along with her freshman teammate Ever Bodis, ninth place. And Maya Smith finished 10th with a 56 for the Wildcats. On the boys' side, the varsity medalist was Toby Grimm with a 37 for Maquoketa Valley. His teammates Zach Leadham, Trevor Grimm, Eli Doherty, and Anderson Holtz all finished 2 through 4th with a 41, 42, and 243s, respectively. Edco's Caden Cole was 6th with a 44. Marcus Gall and Jake Schilling both shot 47s, good for 7th place. Jake Gellerson of MV, a 48 for 9th, tied with Edco's Adam Closer. The JV medalist was Maquoketa Valley's Lucas Chestnut as he fired a 42. In the world of Major League Baseball, only four finals from yesterday. Rangers edged the Tigers 9-7. Guardians nipped the Red Sox 5-4. It was the Rays sneaking past the Angels 2-1, and the Giants blanked the Diamondbacks 5-0. The Cubs hosting the Marlins postponed. They'll play a doubleheader now on Saturday with 1:20 and 6:40 first pitches scheduled. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.